Welcome back to Mets with Mel. I'm your host, Melissa, and the Mets are finally returning home after a 6-game road trip to the West Coast, which I am definitely happy about. I prefer my East Coast baseball watching times, not staying up till 2 a.m. watching these games, so it's going to be nice for the Mets to come home. Like I said, they finished 3-3. Any baseball fan knows when your team goes to the West Coast, if they can at least have a .500 record, it's awesome. We take that as a huge victory, and especially the Mets playing really well against the Dodgers, taking 2-3 against the Giants. Not so much, only winning 1-3. Let's get into the episode. The Mets opened up their series against the Dodgers with Sean Manaea on the hill and then Yamamoto on the hill for the Dodgers. As most Mets fans know, Yamamoto chose not to sign with the Mets in the offseason and elected to sign with the Dodgers instead. It could have been because, you know, Shohei had just signed there. And he preferred the West Coast. But anyhow, the Mets actually hit Yamamoto really well. He gave up 4 runs, only 3 of them were earned, but the Mets were swinging the bats well. DJ Stewart basically said, we don't need JD Martinez, guys. I got us, and put us on the board quickly. And it just seemed like the Mets were stringing things together. It's great to see Lindor heating up. Jeff McNeil is heating up as well. Harrison Bader had a great game offensively, especially he's more known for his defense, not necessarily his offense. He had another great game. Manaea pitched relatively well, 5 innings, struck out 3 walks. That's the one thing I will say about our starters. I wish they can, and it's still early in the season, so they have plenty of time to get things going, but they really need to focus on at least trying to give us another inning. Because the 5 inning thing, it's a little bit tough, especially when he only threw 85 pitches, but you know, sometimes you run out of gas a little bit earlier than expected. But that's kind of my only gripe with the pitchers right now, is the walks and longevity, as I've said on previous episodes. And then with JD Martinez getting ready to, join the Mets when he's done with his minor league outings, in my opinion, I think the Mets should keep DJ Stewart around. He's a good alternative to play the outfield. He at least can play the outfield if you want to give Marte a break, Bader a break, Nimmo a break, whatever you prefer to do, because at this point in his career, JD Martinez, I believe, is just strictly a DH. And as far as who you're going to keep at third base, as your kind of backup infielder, if it's between Joey Wendell and Zach Short, Zach Short has options, and Joey Wendell has been swinging the bat better lately, but he made 2 errors in the game, and I don't know, I thought he was a little bit better defensively. I don't know if his nerves are getting the best of him or if he's just in the funk, but that's definitely going to be a problem. We want, obviously, your defense to be as solid as humanly possible, and right now it just kind of seems like he's making a lot of errors and things like that. So if anybody's probably going to get sent down, I would assume it's Zach Short, just because he does have options. Wendell's more of the veteran, you know what you're getting with him, even though he might be going through a little bit of a skid defensively. And then, even though the Mets won 9-4, great team win overall, I think everyone really contributed. Alvarez did get injured. He sprained his thumb. Looks like he's going to have surgery and be out 6 to 8 weeks. So that was kind of, an eyesore on the game. But luckily, the Mets were able to pull out a 9-4 victory. Game 2 of the series versus the Dodgers, the Mets had Jose Buto on the mound versus Stone for the Dodgers. Buto really battled in this outing. But luckily, he actually did not pitch that poorly. Other than only pitching 4 1/3 inning. He did have 6 strikeouts, but unfortunately he did also walk 5 people. So this all goes back to what I was saying previously, how the starters really need to work on pitching longer into the game so our bullpen isn't shot by the end of the season. But he really battled. The top of the Dodgers order is a very tough lineup between Betts, Otani, Freeman. Just a very difficult lineup through the 3 of those. But like I said, he was battling all day. He gave it his all. This has really been his first kind of poor outing, we'll call it.
But other than that, I mean, last week against the Royals, he pitched phenomenally. So, I mean, hats off to him that he battled. He made it through. He limited the damage. He kept the Mets in the game. But offensively, this was the Starling Marte show. I mean, four RBIs. He looks like he's really healthy, starting to turn a corner. Again, Lindor and McNeil are just, right now, they're really starting to heat up, which is going to be so critical for us. It was good to also see Beatty get a pinch hit at bat in the game, just because he's been battling that hamstring injury. And as far as our bullpen is concerned, everyone pretty much pitched well. We'll get a little bit more into that, except Michael Tonkin. Like, nothing against the guy personally, but it's just like he has just been absolutely awful for the Mets. They DFA'd him, they re-signed him, and he's still not pitching great. So to me, like, I don't know if they should just like send him to AAA or DFA him again, because it's just not working out. He is definitely like on the, you know, on the list of relievers that I trust versus don't trust. He's definitely like towards the bottom. One reliever that is slaying it for us is Reed Garrett. Coming in the ninth inning and just literally like striking out the side. I have no idea what this guy did in the offseason. People said that he added more pitches to his repertoire. Whatever he did, it is absolutely helping him. And he is slowly but surely, and everyone knows, like, for Mets fans, like, the bullpen outside of, like, Edwin Diaz has always been, like, such a problem, has drove us insane. I mean, has caused the stress levels to go through the roof. So all Mets fans get, the bullpen is just, we're terrified. It's a terrifying thing. So he is slowly but surely moving his way into the circle of trust, which, again, is huge. And then Edwin Diaz, he walked Ohtani, he walked Freddie Freeman, the bases were loaded, and then he just fanned Teoscar, fanned Max Muncy, which was amazing to see. I don't know if his pitches maybe that he was throwing to Ohtani or Freeman just like weren't materializing, or if he was just pitching them extremely carefully, but Diaz is always a gamer, so I can't see him just kind of intentionally or being super careful and putting them on base. It could have just been, like I said, the pitches weren't really clicking. And unfortunately, Alvarez has to have surgery, so we're going to have to ride with Nito and Arvaez for right now. But, you know, good 6-4 win. Again, another great win, 6 in a row at this point for the Mets. They just keep on rolling. They keep proving us wrong, and they just continue to have fight. Last game of the series for the Mets. Luckily, they already won the series because it was Adrian Hauser versus Tyler Glasnow, and Tyler Glasnow absolutely dominated the Mets offensively. I'm not even going to deny it. But Adrian Hauser, just another lackluster performance by him. And I understand the Dodgers are, you know, one of the World Series favorites. However, after you get past the first three guys in their order, I feel like it is more manageable. And this is kind of his, like, third outing in a row where Hauser, it just seems like by the time he gets to, like, the third or fourth inning, he's almost, like, running out of gas. His pitches just aren't hitting, which obviously is a problem because he's projected to be one of our starters, so I don't really know what the Mets' plan is. Maybe they are going to move him to the bullpen and make him kind of like the long inning guy, especially because, like I said, it seems like he runs into a wall once he gets to that third inning. I mean, if the Mets are going to look for another starter, I mean, I definitely think Joey Lucchese should be an option. Right now, he's 2-0 in Syracuse. He has like a 2.79 ERA. And you know what you're getting with Joey. I know he didn't have the best spring training, but again, you know what you're getting with him. He's pitched enough years in Major League Baseball that, again, you know what you're getting with him. I don't know if the Mets really want to bring up Christian Scott right now. I mean, he could potentially be another option, but I don't know if they really want to put him in that situation, especially because, like, he is a younger player. And it's not like, it's still early enough in the season, and it's not like anybody's injured. So we do have options. We can kind of figure things out.
After the Mets finished their three-game series against the Dodgers, they headed to San Francisco to play the Giants, where they would see ex-Mets Wilmer Flores and Michael Conforto. The Mets overall this series, their offense was asleep basically for two games. They scored one or two runs in the late innings, but for the most part, just the bats weren't hot at all. They definitely cooled down against Tyler Glasnow in that last game in LA, and just unfortunately they couldn't get going until that last game in San Francisco. Unfortunately for the Giants, Blake Snell was a scratch. So it was kind of like a bullpen game for them, and the Mets fully took advantage of that. Tyrone Taylor, I can't say enough good things about that guy. He is definitely that spark plug, that bench player that we have desperately needed for years. I mean, I feel like he doesn't have to play every day, but he just comes off the bench and somehow just can find the momentum, find that spark, which is huge. And is not an easy thing to do. If you're not consistently playing every day, coming off the bench and, you know, playing sporadically is a lot harder than people think because you can never really get into a rhythm. That's why they always say pinch hitting is one of the hardest things to do because you're coming off the bench typically later in the games and you kind of have to figure out a pitcher that, you know, again, you're coming off the bench. This third game was huge for Francisco Lindor. This is the breakout game that we've needed from him. Hopefully this is it. He's finally turning the corner. We also found out some good news besides the fact that the City Connect jerseys are debuting on Saturday, that JD Martinez is finally going to be joining the Mets. And I think this is going to be the huge offensive boost the Mets need. While DJ Stewart has been getting better and has been coming around, JD Martinez has always consistently been a good hitter. And I think even just having him in the dugout with the younger guys, especially being able to pick his brain about hitting, I think this can only be a beneficial thing for the Mets. Let's just hope that he stays healthy so he can not only contribute, obviously, offensively on the field, but also he can help a little bit behind the scenes with some of these younger guys or even some of the veterans who just want to pick his brain about hitting. So that's definitely going to be huge for the Mets. I'm glad that he's finally joining the lineup. Again, the Mets pitching, it's one of those things. It's never awful. It's just they don't pitch deep into games. And eventually that's going to come back and start to really affect the team. I mean, I will say, Sevy has worked his way up. The past two starts, he's made it six innings. And I know this game, he gave up three runs, but three runs, six innings is a quality start to me. And also, it looked like he got some soft contact. There's nothing you can do about that. Sometimes you just execute the pitches and the guys just beat you. Again, there's really nothing you can do about it. I mean, I just feel like Minaya and Quintana, they didn't pitch bad, but it's like they're just constantly laboring. These guys are all walking way too many people. Like, I don't know if it's just more they're trying to pitch certain guys more conservatively because they don't want to give up these bombs, or it's just because of the pitch clock, they still can't make the adjustments to, like, the game speeding up, so they can't really get set. I don't know which one it is, but they have to figure out a way to at least go six innings because it seems like every first inning, they might not give up runs, which is great because, you know, it's not like they're getting shelled and they're giving up like 10 runs in the first inning and the game is over. But on the flip side of that, it's hard to watch these games when your pitchers are giving up. When your pitchers are pitching, you know, they're pitching 20 pitches in the first inning and it's just killing their pitch count because most pitchers don't pitch over 100 pitches. So I don't know. I feel like I keep saying this in every episode. It's like beating a dead horse, but I really hope that at some point the pitchers can really, really hone in and at least start, you know, pitching a little bit more effectively and at least can give us six innings. That's all for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week when I recap the series against the Cardinals and the Cubs. With JD Martinez coming up and the debut of the City Connect jerseys for the Mets, I'm sure there'll be some crazy things that unfold.